Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. In East Oakland, a shooting on a school campus this afternoon sent six people to local hospitals. Police are now saying the victims were all adults with some connection to the campus. Two suffered life-threatening injuries, and one has been released from the hospital. Police are searching for at least one shooter, possibly a second, and are asking community members with information to contact them. The campus is home to several schools, but police say the shooting appears to have happened at Rudesdale Continuation School. Governor Gavin Newsom today signed more than three dozen bills, all of them aimed at curbing California's housing crisis. But even as Newsom celebrated the bill's signing, he issued a stern warning to cities. KQED's Aaron Baldessari reports.
Among the bills Newsom signed is legislation to streamline the production of granny flats, increase farm worker housing, and convert four more big box stores and offices into housing. With $14 billion in state funds over the past 2 years dedicated to building affordable housing, Newsom said cities have run out of excuses. He had one message for local leaders.
Just build housing. It's not even that complicated. It's, you know, Econ 101. Build more housing. Stop talking about it. You know, enough processing.
Newsom delivered his remarks in San Francisco, where state officials last month said they would review the city's permitting process for new housing, calling it the slowest in California. I'm Erin Baldessari, KQED News.
The U.S. Labor Department has fined a Cupertino-based delivery firm roughly $140,000 for breaking child labor laws. KQED's labor correspondent Farida Javila-Romero reports.
With a few exceptions, the law prohibits minors from driving motorized vehicles for work because it's considered dangerous. But the company, Local, hired 78 teenage delivery drivers, some as young as 16, according to the Labor Department's Wage and Hour Division in San Jose. Lilita Holmes says the startup also misclassified the kids as independent contractors, which robbed them of minimum wage and overtime benefits.
We want young workers to understand what they may or may not do when they are working, but also to ensure that the employers are held accountable and do the right thing.
In a statement, a Local co-founder said friends, family, and community members jumped in to help fulfill orders. I'm Farida Javala-Romero, KQED News.
A federal judge today declined to sign off on a plea deal for a Napa Valley man who conspired to firebomb the Democratic Party's California headquarters after Donald Trump lost the presidential election in 2020. KQED's Julie Small has more.
47-year-old Ian Rogers pled guilty earlier this year to conspiracy and to illegal possession of destructive devices and machine guns in exchange for 7 to 9 years in prison. But U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer questioned whether that adequately punished what he called an act of terrorism. Breyer said text messages between Rogers and his co-defendant showed that Rogers had every intention of destroying property and possibly injuring innocent people. The judge told prosecutors they need to convince him that the proposed plea deal would adequately protect the public. The sentencing was continued to October 27th. Julie Small, KQED News.
There's more news online at kqed.org. I'm Natalia Navarro.